So, Coach Mack, after just a single loss in the first game of the season, you ended up with a string of 10 wins. Can you recap this spectacular season?
The first game was a very difficult game for us. It was a Toledo game on the road against a very good team. We knew we had to play well to win. We were in the game for a little bit of the first half, and they took it to us very, very good in the second half, and we ended up losing that game. And then we knew that the next two or three games were games we had to rebound. One of the most important games was the Richmond game on the road. We went down there and we won, scoring with about 25 seconds to go in the game. The great thing about that game is that our starting quarterback, Sean Gorwich, had a heck of a game but got hurt on the last drive of the game. And we had to replace him with Andy Vallis in the last drive of the game. And Andy drove us down the field and scored. And, you know, it was just a great team effort and got a great win on the road. And then coming back up here against William & Mary at homecoming, you know, another great team, another top 25 team. And we played at home in the Dungeon in front of about 16,000, 17,000 fans. And we had probably our best game of the year overall. And was really got to the middle of the season, and we were 4-5-1, and we were playing pretty well. And that's when, you know, we felt we could be a good team.
Now, you've got home field advantage in the playoffs here at Cal Stadium. And like you said, that's a field that's been called the Dungeon. Tell us what that means for your players to have that home field advantage.
Well, they love playing in front of our hometown fans and in front of our student section in, you know, the state of New Hampshire, being here in Durham and, you know, representing UNH in the state. And we've been getting great support over the last 3 or 4 years. And this year it's been just unbelievable with the lights, with the crowds that we've had. You know, it gives us an uplift. And we've always liked playing here, and we've always done well here. And I just think it's the energy and the excitement about being back home and being in front of our fans that makes it special.
So as you head into the game this weekend, do you feel good coming off some of that downtime with that bye week? Do you feel like the team has lost any of that momentum?
You know, we've been through this before. We've been in the playoffs, and we played in the first round, and we've also had byes. The biggest thing for us is, you know, we came back on Sunday and practiced, and I thought the kids are pretty sharp. We've had two good practices. This is a good team coming in for them, and everybody, as I like to say, has got their antennas up. This is a huge game against a good team.
Could be some rain or maybe some wet snow in the forecast Saturday. That worry you at all?
Nah. The only thing I worry about is wind. You know, that really takes away a lot of the kicking game and a lot of the passing game. You know, with the artificial turf that we have up here now, the field turf, you know, there's not that the mud, the sludge, and the puddles and everything like that. The biggest thing is keeping the ball dry, and I think our people on the sidelines will do a great job doing that for us.
Coach Mack, thanks so much for the time, and good luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.